The sidewalk separating Orange High School and Orange Middle is where a lot of the school fights happen. But on the last day before spring break, this sidewalk is where the dancing happens. Just a few seconds go by before police officers get out of their parked cars to break up the crowd.
Everybody gotta go.
And there's one, two, three, four. It's like six cop cars and security guards, cops, telling people to go home, but they don't want to go home. It's just dramatic.
That's lucky guy Lewis Charles.
Lucky guy?
Yeah.
That's not your real name.
That's my real name.
Among this group of kids, college is not something they're considering.
You see all this. Most of the people here, like, they think college is a waste of time, so they're like, they sell drugs. They just stay on the streets and do their thing.
It's one of the challenges in the state's lowest income districts, where some high schools have college enrollment rates as low as 20%. Schools in affluent areas have college enrollment rates closer to 90%. Part of the problem is that it's hard for some students to see the value of a college degree. When students like Lucky Guy and Nafisa Shepherd-Ricks look around their neighborhood, they don't see many good job opportunities.
You could be a teacher, work at the police department. I guess that's about it. and there's a mechanic shop on South Jefferson Road. If you're good with cars, you could probably work there.
Like McDonald's, corner stores. You don't see no Macy's or none of that other stuff where you can really survive on. Like, you don't really get that much money. It's strong enough to have us doubt ourselves.
It's not just a lack of opportunity.
Gang involvement, drug use, a lot of single parent homes with the mothers raising the children, a lot of violence involving guns on the streets.
Andrew Blanco is a clinical social worker at Orange High.
I've had a whole bunch of students whose parents wanted them to drop out and work with them, and they dropped out, and they worked with them, and they began working around the age of 16, either in the family business, the landscaping business. That's happened a bunch of times.
Orange High School is trying to counteract some of these obstacles with two programs that promote college attendance. Jada Gore runs The Space, which tries to get low-income students to see that they are the college type.
Acknowledging that students do have strengths and they have struggles, and to get them to see, like, you have an abundance of value.
The school has partnered with nonprofits like New Jersey Seeds and Family Connections. They offer counseling for students and their families. They help with the college application process, take students on campus tours, and get them out of their neighborhood so they can see a world that offers more possibility. More than 60% of the recent graduates enrolled in some post-secondary education. That's better than comparable low-income districts. But the programs are all voluntary, so they mostly reach students who are already on a college path. Cesar Alvarado is a C&D student. He's only a sophomore, but thinks it's too late to try to do better in school. So he has another plan.
Like an entrepreneur, like I'm own like a business, like a restaurant or something like that. My aunt bought a restaurant and is making a lot of money right now, and she didn't go to college or anything.
But the odds are against Caesar. Studies show kids from low-income families who don't earn a college degree tend to stay low-income. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.